So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hanoidi b'maisa kedeiro, ein osur el b'maisa raschasa. A person who makes a neder in which he prohibits maisa kedeiro, food made in a pot, he is only prohibited in foods that require a lot of cooking. Because when people say maisa kedeiro, they mean maisa raschasa. However, Amar koinim hayorid l'kedeiro shanitoyim, osur b'chalanasa b'kedeiro. If he says that I will not taste food that's put into a pot, he's prohibited in all foods that are cooked in a pot. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tanya, Hanoidu min hayorid l'kedeira, osu biyorid l'ilpas, shekvay yorid l'kedeira, koid mishayorid l'ilpas. If a person makes a neder, in which he prohibits min hayorid l'kedeira, from that which is put into a pot, he's prohibited in yorid l'kedeira, and even in yorid l'ilpas, food that is put into a pan, because it was customary in those times that foods that were yorid l'ilpas were initially yorid l'kedeira. However, min hayorid l'ilpas muta biyorid l'kedeira. If he said from that which is put into a pan, he's only prohibited in yorid l'ilpas, but permitted in yorid l'kedeira, because lo yorid l'ilpas, foods that were yorid l'kedeira were not initially yorid l'ilpas. Min hanasa b'kedeira mutar b'nasa b'ilpas. If he states from that which is finished in a pot, he's prohibited in nasa b'kedeira, but permitted in nasa b'ilpas, food that is finished in a pan, because lo nasa b'kedeira, it was not finished in a pot, because nasa means prepared completely, ready to eat. And vice versa. Min hanasa b'ilpas muta b'nasa b'kedeira, because lo nasa b'ilpas. The Mishnah continues, Anoida min hayorid l'tanur, ein oser el b'pas. If he states from that which is put into an oven, he's only prohibited in bread, but permitted in other foods baked in an oven, because, as Aran explains, stam yorid l'tanur mashma pas. When people do not specify, they mean bread. However, v'im amar kol maisa tanur olai, asur b'chala nasa b'tanur. If he states all that are made in an oven, he's prohibited in all foods that are made in an oven. Zok the Mishnah, min ha'kovush, ein osur ela min ha'kovush shel yerek. If a person makes a neder in which he prohibits benefit from ha'kovush, with a hay, the preserved food, he's only prohibited in preserved vegetables, because as Aran explains, mashma ha'yedua v'stama di'yeriku. He added a hay, which he means the commonly known kovush, which are vegetables. However, kovush ha'nitayim osu b'chala kvushim. If he states, from kovush, without a hay, preserved foods, he's prohibited in all preserved foods, because mashma kala kvushim. He did not add a hay, which he means all forms of kovush. Similarly, min ha'shaluk, ein osra ela min ha'shaluk shel basar. If he says the boiled food, he is only prohibited in boiled meat, because mashma ha'yidua v'stama de basaru. However, shaluk chanitayim, asa b'chala shalukim. If he states shaluk, boiled food, he's prohibited in all boiled foods, because mashma kol hashlukim. Zok the Mishnah, min ha'tzali, ein osra ela min ha'tzali shel basar, de Rebbe Yehuda. If a person makes a neder in which he prohibits benefit from ha'tzali, the roasted food, he's only prohibited in roasted meat, because mashma yidua v'stama de basar hu. However, tzli shanitayim, asa b'chala tzluyim. If he states tzli, roasted food, he is prohibited in all roasted foods because kolat tzluyim b'mashma. Similarly, min hamaliach, ein osa ela min hamaliach shel dag. If he states from hamaliach, the salted food, he's only prohibited in salted fish because mashma hayidu v'stama dagu. However, maliach shanitayim, asa b'chala maluchim. If he states from maliach, salted food, he's prohibited in all salted foods because mashma kolam aluchim. Dag dagim shanitayim, asr behen ben gedoylim ben katanim. If he states, I will not taste dag or fish, and dagim numerous fish, he's prohibited in both large and small fish, because as Aran explains, the word dag means a large fish that is sold individually, and the word dagim means small fish that are sold together. The Gemara cites Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says, however, dag shanitayim, if he only says, I will not taste dog, he's only prohibited in large fish, but permitted in small fish. And if he states, I will not taste daga, which is similar to dagim, he's only prohibited in small fish, but permitted in large fish. The Gemara points out that the difference of definition is not based on the Torah, but on Lashem and the other people's usage. The Mishnah continues, Bein Meluchim, Bein Tfeilim, Bein Chayim, Bein Mubershalim. These fish are prohibited in all forms, whether they are salted or bland, raw or cooked. However, Umut Betaris Trufu Uvetzir, he's permitted in cut fish and tzir, fish sauce, which contains fish innards, because as the Ran explains, Shleimim Mashma, the words dog dogim only mean whole fish. Hanoidim in Atzachana, Asa betris trufa umutter betzir ubamuyas. If he states from Tzachana, an assortment of small salted fish, he's prohibited in both whole and cut fish, because as the Ran explains, yesh behen trufa mishleimim, Tzachana contains whole and cut fish. However, he's permitted in tzir umuyas, fish sauce, because Tzachana does not contain tzir umuyas. Hanoidim mitraris trufa mutter betzaris ubamuyas, lafigiris is Haran. If he states from cut fish, he's only prohibited in cut fish, but permitted in tzir umuyas. And the Ran adds that he is even permitted in whole fish, because ein behem ela trufim, tris trufa contains only cut fish.